Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler here, talking some great fishing, and boy, what an exciting show this is.
Yeah, this Brian, has come in. Been great, and so much fun to talk about great fishing with a great bud and all the great stuff going on this morning. If you want to be a part of the second hour, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 833-288-0973. We're having a great time talking fishing this morning. Also, you can text the show. Download the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's totally free. Shoot a text, and we would love to read it on the air. We're having a great time this morning and giving away a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to get to go fishing on board the Liberty, a full-day trip coming your way on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Those guys have been having great fishing again yesterday. Great day of yellowfin tuna. There's been Dorado and Yellowtail in the mix. It's just an awesome thing that's going on right now for our local guys, and they're getting after it. You're going to get to go fishing and be a part of it because someone's getting that full-day trip today on board the Liberty.
Yeah, and don't forget, there's a couple spots left on that two-day that leaves 9 p.m. tonight. I'm sure they're going to be go chasing yellowfin and bluefin together. You heard Brian talking about all that good grade yellowfin around. I guarantee you Taro is going to be going chasing a lot of that good stuff out there with great weather, food included, $6.75. Go to fishermanslanding.com and book that two-day trip.
Sign me up.
Go fishing tonight. Yeah, for sure.
Well, speaking of great fishing, let's continue with our catch report. We got the man, Gundy Gunderson, is online with our surf report, the surf guru himself. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going, Brian?
You're doing real well, Gunny. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Nice going on that fish outside. I cover you guys on that long-range report for the paper, and very consistently good fishing on that stuff. Good job. We still got a lot going, you know, in the surf here. I kind of call it the endless summer, Pete. You know, we're not really getting any weather systems or anything, and the water's steady, eddy, 70 degrees. You know, very good croaker action, both yellowfin and spotfin, corbina in the surf line. We still got a few white sea bass scattered around. Very good calico bass fishing this week, and plenty of bonita still around. And I would say it just keeps going like this as the weather holds, you know. Hook, line, sinker reported good halibut action on Goleta Beach up there. Anglers are scoring fish from 18 to 30 inches. Lots of bait in the shallows there. And the bonus has been the occasional white sea bass. You know, not the numbers, you can really target them, but if you're fishing for halibut, you stand a good chance of hooking one. Still corbina in the surf there at Carpinteria. Wiley's reported good halibut action this week. Several legal fish to 32 inches taken along Malibu beaches. A 32-inch fish was taken off the old chart house there on a piece of cut anchovy. Big fish reported tons of bonita in and around L.A. Harbor. They're getting them off the Queen Mary there, Shoreline Drive, Seal Beach Pier and Jetty, 72nd place. The Mega Baits and the Crocodiles have been the top spoons there. The shop checked in a 4-pounder taken this week on a Lucky Craft Pointer, so that's a little better quality one. Ketchum Tackle reported some big yellowfin in the surf line there. Anglers throwing Colt Snipers, Magnolia Streets. Has been good. What the guys are doing is just looking for the bait. You know, they're seeing signs of those birds and firing those spoons in there. They had some yellowfin croaker in a 4-pound class. Those are real nice ones. And then Pacific Coast reported good corbina action, Army, Navy, South Carlsbad. The sand crabs are real small, so the guys are opting for the bloodworms right now. And the fish are touchy, so you need a sharp presentation. I'd use a piece of fluorocarbon on there. You know, just kind of come in there softly. Another good bait this time of year we talked about is ghost shrimp. So very good all-around fishing still. And like I said, until we get any change in the weather, I would say this will go steady eddy.
That's awesome, man. Sounds like great fishing and a great time to go down to the beach. A little less foot traffic and obviously some good fish biting. Gundy, appreciate a great report, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Good show, guys. Have a nice week.
Thanks, Gundy. All right, that's going to wrap up the catch report today. Again, Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks have been the go-to hook this season for your tuna fishing. From the Nautilus Light, the standard or regular Nautilus, or that Nautilus HD, Gamakatsu has got you covered. Pick the right size, ring your non-ring, tie it on, and be ready to get bit. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks at all your local tackle shops.
Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. This time we're going to talk to John. John's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. But, hey, Brian, my question for you, on a 10-day trip, this time of year, since Guadalupe is out of the question, where would you guys typically, go fishing now?
Whoa, that's something we ask ourselves, you know, day of departure every day. It's, you know, there's been a little bit of wahoo at the rocks and in the ridge. It hasn't, the wahoo really haven't showed up in full force there yet. So hopefully that's coming. You know, the water's real hot. Like Mr. Island was saying, it was mid-80s in the Sea of Cortez. It's the same on the Pacific side. It's, you know, 82, 83 degrees on the ridge. And it seems like in past history, when the water is that hot, the wahoo aren't concentrated. They're spread out all over the place.
Interesting. Do they like hot water, cold water? What do they like?
Well, they like hot, clean water, but when it's spread out all over the place, there was one of the guys, the Outrider, last week, they were watching a wahoo swim around a cow paddy at Clemente.
No. Come on.
Really? And, you know, they called one of the boats, I think they called Renee on the show, and it's like, how do you guys catch wahoo? Because we're watching, you know, one swim around the boat. And so they're all spread out all everywhere because there's good water everywhere.
Too much of a good thing.
You know, I wish I could answer your question saying this is where we're going to go, and A, and then point B is going to be this place. But basically, it changes. It's everywhere. I know for us on the Angler, we just go to where fishing is the best quality-wise.
So now Guadalupe is out of the question this year. The permits are just not going to – the permits were issued, but the Ensenada's closed. Is that
right? Yes, and that's a day-to-day thing. We talk to our agents, you know, every couple of days at least, and to stay abreast upon what's going on. But right now, as we speak, we are not going to the island.
Could it change?
It could definitely change.
Okay.
You know, because they're on the same COVID,
sure,
you know, green light, yellow light, red light that we are here in the States. So.
Right. Yeah, and they probably like the money.
Sure.
That we're giving them, too, for sure.
Keep the economy going.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, good luck on that trip. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Here's an interesting question from our texted in from Sam from Oceanside. It says, Captain Brian, how much can a deckhand expect to make, including on a 10-day trip?
How much can a deckhand make?
Like on a long-range boat, shall we say?
Well, we pay minimum wage for 12 hours.
Yeah.
And so there's gratuities involved as well. So it... You know, the kids, they do okay. Mm-hmm. They do okay. The best thing about it is they're not spending it. And, you know, it's...
What a better way to...
I was listening to you guys talk about that Liberty for $6.75 meals included, and I'm thinking, okay, well, there's two dinners at least.
Yeah.
And you know, you take your family out to eat dinner. We all know how much that
is.
Totally. Yeah. Even lunch and breakfast is expensive. So,
yeah.
You know, for our crew members... Not only are they making a little bit of money on the boat and doing something they love to do, but they're not spending it.
That's the biggest thing.
And, you know, room and board, it's included.
Right. And tips.
Sure, there's gratuities, yeah, for sure.
A lot of guys, will, you know, be three or four guys that are all working on boats will be, you know, all renting the same spot, and it's like the ideal roommate situation because, you know, their buds are on a boat that are never home, and one guy's on or one guy's off. And, you know, when you're a young man like that trying to save some dough, like, it's a good way to pile up. It's a good way to pile it up because you're not blowing it all.
Yeah, you're not going to get rich in the fishing business.
No.
But you're going to have a lifestyle.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's the bottom
line. Well said.
For sure. Hey, let's jump back in the phone.
Sounds good, buddy. How about Randy from Costa Mesa up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Randy.
Hey, good morning, guys. What a great show it was yesterday down at the Konica. It was a good time to see you guys. A lot
of
fun.
Thanks for coming down.
Yeah.
My question is to Brian. He kind of touched on this a little bit, but with the COVID situation and people canceling longer trips, are you guys seeing more day-and-a-half and three-day trips pop up in your schedule, and how do we find out about them?
Oh, absolutely. It's we pretty much ground out our summer fishing day and a half trips, it seems like this year. And just be a part of our Instagram and our Facebook and our website is the best way to stay abreast of it. From here on out for the next month, we're doing our 8 and 10 day trips, and we'll see what happens. You know, the end of November, I know historically there's been that bluefin hanging around Tanner Bank and stuff like that, and so I know our December we're going to have an open month. So who knows?
Yeah.
You know, if that bluefin's still biting, we're going to put on trips. It's like we love to fish, and the boat's already chipped up and dirty from fishing all year. It's like, why not keep the ball rolling?
Lori does such a good job, or the whole team, I should say, updating the social media when things like that happen. I mean, anytime that there's a trip that's changed or an opportunity to get to ride the boat, you guys do a pretty darn good job of getting the word out. And it's fun. It's a fun follow, you know, kind of keep up with what the boys are doing on the boat and what's going on, you know, on the beach. It's just, I would say in general, just jump on all the social media accounts for the angler. They're really good about letting you know when there's a trip opportunity.
Yeah, and you can look right now, like, for example, we talked about the next two 10-day trips, including Ken's Rio, which normally you have like a 30-passenger waiting list on that, right?
Yeah, it's one of those trips where somebody's got to pass away or something, you know.
And there's three spots left on that. So if you want to go on one of these, AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com, you can link that actually through the Let's Talk Hookup website, too. But American Angler Sport Fishing, just go on the schedule, and you'll see, and you can actually book right online.
All of our sponsored trips are fantastic.
Yeah.
But Ken's above and beyond. His focus, number one, is making sure everyone's prepared. His giveaways are just... They're too generous.
That's right.
Yeah, that's cool. So if you want to go with Ken and the gang, it's the trip after next.
And
both have spots available.
Forget about the fish and just being able to hang out with that man and pick his brain.
Yeah.
It for 10 days is worth it.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into them, find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Today, Anza Knives, they're handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series knife, also their custom bluefin and yellowfin knives from Anza, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more info, or get the Fish Pro Series, available at Fisherman's Processing. Let's talk to Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. What's up, Dave?
Oh, hey, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Pete, Rick. How you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
Great. Pretty good, Dave.
Another beautiful day down here in beautiful Cabo. But, hey, you were talking about the deckhand situation coming out of Dana Wharf. Well, you got to take that all the way back to Don Hampson. He kind of instills that customer service thing, and everybody gets to enjoy that from what he instilled in all of us when we were little kids.
No doubt. It works.
Yeah, it does. You're right, Brian, and you're one of my father's favorite people, so it's always good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
So, guys, Brian, Pete, Rick are all talking about it. It is about as good as it can get. Yeah, Brian said there's a little hiccup. Well, we all know what happens after there's a little hiccup. You don't want to be sitting on the sidelines going, man, I should have gone, because I'm telling you, when there's a little hiccup, that means that those fish are getting ready to start eating everything that hits the water again. They're just getting all balled up and getting ready to go home in the white bag. So we have to get out there, and we have to do our part, because those fish are sick and tired of swimming around out there, and they want to go to your house and have dinner with you. So I'm telling you, this is the time to get on a boat. And I mean, Brian's telling you there's trips available on Ken Kerwin's trip. Come on, that's unheard of. And to hang out with Ken, how awesome would that be? But gang, Catalina's been consistent the whole season long for us local guys. The big bonita are all over the front side of the island. I know everyone was saying, oh, they're little bonita. Well, now there's fish up to 10-pound bonita. One of my clients had a skipjack on the back side of the island fishing in the kelp at Salta Verde yesterday. There is so much stuff happening. And then there's yellowtail from 3 pounds up to 30 pounds at Catalina. San Clemente Island is not getting a lot of pressure because of all the tuna on the back side of the island. So that front side of the island has good yellowtail fishing, but no one's really fishing there. So you got that going on. Then you got Dorado down the coast. You got good calico bass fishing all along the beach because of the consistent weather. So like we say every week, I can't find a reason to not go fishing. I look hard and I just can't see any reason to not go. And then a lot of my clients last night had phenomenal lobster fishing on the opener. Yeah, they said it was a circus out there, but I got so many pictures this morning from my clients saying they just had just an awesome time. Most of them were off the water before 11 o'clock last night with lots of lobsters to go home and have dinner with.
Excellent. Well, fishdope.com, of course, Dave, and the, you know that that's the place where you get all your information from Danny and Jeff and the boys. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, gang, I got a beautiful website called yoursaltwaterguide.com, and what we've done is we've taken everything you need to know about catching fish in Southern California and condensed it into one website. So if you guys want to go check that out for $4.99, you'll have access to over 280 how-to videos in Southern California. And every day at 12 o'clock, I do a seminar on Facebook Live every single day at 12. I never miss. I'm always there for you. So check that out. And I will talk to you guys next Sunday. Thanks for letting me be a part of the show.
All right.
Great job,
thanks,
Dave.
Talk to you next week. Appreciate that very much. All right. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
Packed they are. Mark and Santee is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, I got a question for Brian. Well, actually, two. What's the turnaround time on your long-range trips? You say, you know, the cook is... It's pretty hard to, you know, with the cook and everything. And how does he get his food, you know, turnaround time? And how did you get into fishing?
It's a well-oiled machine. Yeah. It's about a four-hour turnaround. So we'll get in typically 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning. And we're untying the boat at 10 in the morning, 4 hours later.
That's
so
unbelievable.
That's crazy to
so
me.
People,
and you're fueling.
Yeah, people coming off, housekeeping coming on. Fish going off the boat, groceries coming on,
jeez.
Go fuel, housekeeping gets off the boat, we get off, you know, we get back from fueling. By then, the cooks have all their stuff. We have a purveyor, we use Cisco, and for the little odds and ends, the cooks jump in the truck and run to Spartan Final for the little this and little that. But it's a pretty well-oiled machine. And as far as fishing is concerned, I'm Japanese-American descent and fourth-generation Japanese. So my grandparents all fished. My parents fished. My brothers fished. Youngest of three boys, very competitive. And so we trout, you know, I grew up lucky. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom and my dad, they took us fishing all over the place.
That's so cool.
All over the place. So it was just, ever since I was 4 years old, my mom said I wanted to be a deckhand or a park ranger, you know, because I used
awesome.
To love to stream fish. So.
Yeah. We, there was a text question that I was asking about the numerous captains and deckhands and such of Japanese-American descent that are in the fleet. It's kind of in your blood, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, you know, you talk to Bill Poole and Frank, and Japanese-American fishing clubs were a part of San Diego sport fishing all up and down the coast. I started working for Danny Cadota on the Mustang, George Meal on the New Hustler 2, and we would come down in the summer in the early 80s, and it would be, our entire summer would be Japanese-American fishing clubs.
Really?
And, you know, you would go crazy over the tackle that they had, all these Siloflexes and just, but it's a big part of it, unfortunately. Like, for example, our San Fernando Valley Japanese-American fishing club, we would take 28 people with a standby list every year.
Really?
And, you know, they're all passing. Mm-hmm. Where Lori took a picture last year of the four remaining club members
wow.
that are still alive.
Wow.
That still fish with us.
Okay.
And
amazing.
It's just
and they're probably
the,
in their 80s, huh?
In their
80s. Yeah.
It's just a part of the heritage.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Here's an interesting follow-up on Rich in Los Amigos asks, what's the strangest, most interesting thing you've seen in your career on the water? I'll bet there's been a lot of those.
Is there anything
that stands out?
You know, nothing surprises me anymore.
I believe that.
Whatever we see here. Tim the other day saw a fish flopping on the surface, went over, then they free gapped the Luvar. You know, and it's just like, oh, that's interesting. It, surprising? No.
Yeah.
As far as people, the ocean, fishing, it's nothing surprises me. The more we're out there, it just shows you how much we do not know about anything.
That's how true is that.
Yeah. There's just like endless stories, right?
Endless.
Things you see and things you do. Like just being on the ocean, seeing the whales and the different dolphins and the tuna, just all the different scenes that you see.
Right now there's fin whales out there, and every one of them has a ball of elephant tuna following them.
Is that right?
Every one of them.
Yeah.
And it's...
Last trip I was out there, we saw sei whales, which are similar to fin whales.
Similar, yeah. That's probably what we're looking at.
Yeah. Which is pretty wild. Yeah, I've never seen a sei whale before. But
Growing up, I used to love listening to the old-timer stories. Unfortunately, we're turning into those guys, Pete.
Yeah, I know.
And so now we tell the stories. And there's a lot of education. And, you know, because if it happened one place, 100 years from now, it's probably going to happen again.
Yeah, no
so
doubt.
How do you fish tuna off of a whale?
Get up on them. I know the naturalists probably don't like this, but get on up on them, and you can see them on the sonar.
Really?
And you just throw, if you're in the States and you can chum, get up on them and throw some chum, and usually it's a boil up, get a few, and then gone type deal.
Yeah, but, yeah. They're back off on their way, and hopefully you pick up.
Interesting.
But it is National Geographic. You know, having those whales lunch feeding on the anchovies.
Yeah.
And, the yellowfin tuna, it's
crazy.
Cool. It's cool.
Yeah, crazy, for sure. All right, 833-288-0973. I got to put my glasses on. 833-288-0973 is the number here to the fan. If you want to get through this, it's been a busy morning. There's one line open right now. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
You got it, buddy. Dan in Los Alamitos is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Dan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just basically wanted to call in and tell Brian thank you, thank you, thank you. We went on a day and a half trip this past Wednesday with him and his crew, and it was insane how great it was. So I brought my son with me, and it's just, you know, just one of those memories that you'll never forget. So,
Spencer
to the bottom of my heart, thank you.
That was a good time, Dan. You and Spencer are good people. We'll look forward to seeing you again.
Thanks a lot for the phone call.
That's awesome, man. Good words. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls, more great times. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Saturday, November 7th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO with knives, Psycho Pro fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning talking fishing. If you want to join us, 833-288-0973.
Let's talk about Lori for a second. What a lovely person is to have, not only as a partner, co-owner, but a person answering your phones.
Just last trip, we had the good fortune of having the guys that own that Fish 101 restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Up in North County, they fish with us, and they fish on all the boats.
They do.
And they're excellent, by the way. They're third-level fishermen. I'll talk about that if I have the opportunity. But I was having dinner with them, and they said that of all the different experiences they've had as far as booking trips and all that, that their experience that they had with Lori by far was the best, with DocuSign documents, emails, like telling you what the itinerary of the trip's going to be beforehand so you know how to prepare. So it's hearing that, it makes our life easy. And then I'll have the new guy, first timer, come up to the bridge, and I'll say, like, well, why the American Angler? And it's always like, oh, Lori was the first to answer the email. She returned my call on a Sunday. And just our team, me and Ray, out on the ocean, it's fun and glamorous and stuff, but we would not be nearly as successful without Lori. She's definitely the heart and soul of the whole American Angler thing.
Yeah, she is amazing. Yeah, and
foundation.
Total foundation. So that's first point of contact, and her follow up is phenomenal. Does she ever go fishing with you?
She hasn't. Her and her guy Rob, they came out. We did a crew trip. Unfortunately, we didn't catch anything. during the whole COVID thing. But she fishes. She fishes. Her dad charters a Mission Bell. Once every 3 weeks, so she goes fishing, she gets her jig rod and throws a plug, and she loves it.
Dad's pretty famous too.
Oh, yeah,
Smithy.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's an icon in the business.
That
no
Mission Bell, trip that they have over there, it's kind of a Nick Cates, John Collins, it's like the who's of fishermen.
Oh, yeah.
And they go to the islands and they whoop it up and have
they
a good time.
They get Don Sampson on there, then they really have some crew, huh?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Lori, we love you, man. Yeah. Keep up the great work in the office. She's so amazing, for sure. Now, you literally just stepped off the boat yesterday. How many day trip was that?
A day and a half.
It was a day and a half.
A day and a half.
And you fished that yellow. That's why you are in tune on that yellowfin and bluefin.
Yeah. We've been living out there.
Yeah.
That cowbatty fishing, it's fun, and everyone loves aquarium-style fishing.
Yes.
But it's the quality of those fish that are out west right now, the bluefin and yellowfin,
so
it's like,
can't ignore.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
They're beautiful, and it's just, even though the reports were slow from the day, but you got to keep going out there and doing it, and doing it like Dave Hansen was saying. It's like, hiccup, you got to go back out and do it, because it's going to change.
It's not going to bite every day.
It hasn't been, no.
Yeah.
It's fishing, so. Yeah.
And just like you said, with quality like that, it doesn't take but a couple to just, look at a couple of those big fish on the deck and just, that's it, it was a win. Like, that opportunity for fish that big in our backyard is definitely something special.
They're beautiful. God, when we're unloading them and just like, you know, one 35-pound bluefin, that's not only enough for your family for a long time, but all your neighbors and everybody else. It's
beautiful grade.
Yeah. They're beautiful.
All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
That sounds great. Tom in Temecula has been hanging in there with us. Tom, thanks for hanging in. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Morning, Brian.
Morning.
Great day yesterday. After the show there, I walked down to the landings there, wandered around, talked to Rick, had lunch at Point Loma Seafoods, and it was a great day. Brian, my question for you is, growing up, my dad used to tell me, you can catch anything in the ocean on 50-pound test. And naturally, back then in the 70s, in the 60s, we didn't have 100 and 200-pound bluefin roaming around offshore. My biggest outfit is an 80-pound outfit. What is the limitations on an 80-pound outfit compared to a 100-pound outfit? Can you still catch a 200-pound bluefin on an 80-pound outfit?
Absolutely. Going to your first part, I worked for Frank on Royal Polaris for 10 years. A yellowtail, 4-aught yellowtail special with 50-pound line and a 6X junior, enables you to catch any fish in the ocean that swims, from a rockcod, whitefish, albacore, bluefin, to obviously yellowtail. It's your dad was not very far off base. He was on base. And as far as 80 versus 100-pound, it's pretty much the same thing. Obviously, if you hook a 200-pounder, you wish you had it on 100-pound. But 80-pound is definitely beefy enough to land one.
Not a lot of difference when you start to get to that size line, other than just, you know, fish maybe chewing through. A lot of times you're not pulling any physically harder on 80-pound versus 100, and you're getting to that. That heavy of tackle is starting to get to the point where, you know, you're only able to put as much drag pressure as an angler can comfortably fish on it. So not, like you say, maybe not a ton of difference.
My biggest thing, you know, for educating people as far as pulling on a fish is every outfit that you own, tie it off to the tree in your backyard and pull as hard as you can.
Yeah, find
whether it's 15-pound or 100-pound. And to go along the lines with what Rick's saying, when you get into that line class, 80 or 100-pound, you tighten that drag, it feels like the tree's going to break or the rod's going to break and you're going to fall on your butt.
Yeah.
It's just the line is not breaking.
Just never.
No, it's all about, especially with bluefin and the teeth, it's chewing through. Yeah, for sure.
You made me smile when you mentioned that. Like, when I was a kid, my first cool outfit that I saved all my money and pulled weeds in the yard for was a narrow 4-0 yellowtail special with a Tiburon kit. And that was like, dude, I was the biggest man on campus when I got that. Was my most favorite thing. Like, I saved so much weekend weed pulling up to buy a yellowtail special.
Yeah,
like, that was
anything.
That was it, man. I was, yeah, exactly.
Good deal.
Totally,
sure.
Totally.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, Andrew from the Pacifica is on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, morning, Pete, Rick, Brian. How you guys doing?
What's up, Andrew?
Doing great. Hey, we miss you here in the studio, but we'd rather be out with you right now.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. It's a beautiful day to be on the water. It's absolutely gorgeous here today. We're definitely pretty thankful for that. What was that?
Have you found the school yet?
Yeah, you know, we actually just drove out of our first stop of the day. We were able to get a few fish on the board to kick us off. I think we ended up with 26 yellowfin and 8 or 9 Dorado out of our first stop. So we're hoping that there's more of that around.
Oh, that's
nice,
awesome,
man. Right on, Andrew.
And awesome. Now, are you on a day and a half trip, Andrew?
We're on a 2.5-day trip. We left Friday night. Yesterday we did the bluefin thing. Unfortunately, it was a little bit tougher. Finding them was easy. It was just as bluefin are, getting a hook in them was the tough part. I think we ended up with a dozen or so yesterday. Most of them being in that, I don't know, 35-40-pound range. But like you said, it was real tough to get a hook in them. But they were sure making their presence known.
Yeah, that's good. And what's the plan for the rest of the day?
So today, you know, after having a little bit tougher day yesterday, we're kind of in the market for bites. We're just trying to get bites for everyone to finish off the trip. So we're hoping to maybe find a kelp with some dorado or more yellowfin tuna. That's on the menu for today.
Yeah,
sounds great.
Fantastic. Well, and I understand you're going to be able to make it here next Sunday, right?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there next Sunday for sure. Looking forward to it. I know it's been about a month and a half since I've been on, so we always love coming in and talking shop.
Yeah, for sure, and especially fall fishing on the Pacifica, fantastic. Well, what kind of a schedule are you running right now on the Pacifica out of C4 Sport Fishing?
We kind of got a little bit of everything from one days to 2 day trips. Most of it's being day and a half trips, but we do have, like I said, a light sprinkling of one days here and there, and you know, depending on what fishing does, we're famous for adding the last minute full day trip when we can sneak them in, but primarily day and a half trips.
Fantastic. Well, if somebody wants to book a trip on the Pacifica, how do we do that?
You can do it on our website. Our full schedule's up on there. You can make a reservation right on our website at PacificaSportFishing.com, or you can call Seaport Landing directly at 619-224-3383.
All right. Fantastic.
Awesome. Good luck the rest of the day.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. We'll see you in here in the world headquarters here next Sunday.
All right. We're looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks for the check this morning. Appreciate the call from the Pacifica. Yeah, so you know, have the duty today.
You know, I've talked about Ken a lot this trip.
Right.
And he fishes on every boat. He says the Pacifica has the best bait tank.
Oh, no really?
Yeah. Okay. Ken's just the sardine anchovy fanatic. He's a bait guy.
Yeah.
And,
high accolades.
Yeah. He goes, that Pacifica, that's the best bait tank in the fleet. And it's just
wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
He would know.
Deal.
You know? Yeah. He's been elbows deep in pretty much every hand well in the fleet, so he would know.
And Andrew runs a great operation. He worked for you for many years.
For many years, yeah. We were fortunate enough to get him, you know, from the Hanson, you know, clan up there in Dana Point.
Yeah. Don Hanson.
He's matured into a fantastic owner operator. Yeah,
super like him, good guy. Family guy and a cool operation.
Yeah,
Andrew's a really good guy.
Nice to hear from him on the water today, too. Sounds like a nice day to be on
the
water.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sure. Interesting question on our text here. It says, Brian has an amazing story about Charlie's third 300 pounder on the same trip that only Brian can tell. You know what he's talking about?
Charlie's 300
with
pounders.
Captain Justin Flack and Sean Stewart.
On one trip, yeah. So we were fishing the Toussaint, the Flathead Bank. You know, we had gone down to Hurricane Bank, and Charlie caught one there, and then we came back and finished up our trip, and it was in the afternoon, and we had fish going, and Charlie hooks this one, and it's dumping line. So we have two or three backups ready to go. So we throw a backup over the side.
This is early days before Spectra?
Spectra.
Yeah, there was Spectra, too.
This is not that long ago.
It's Spectra.
Oh, really?
It dumped an 80 full of Spectra.
Oh.
That's the difference between a big yellowfin and a big bluefin.
Yeah.
Like you're not putting backups on an 80 with a bluefin.
No. Yeah, and it was insane. And Justin was anchored next to us on the XL, and he's going, what is going on over there? And we're just throwing backups over, and we're running out of them. And he goes, I'll be right there. And so he launched the skiff, and then we had the Justin Fleck, captain, owner, operator of the XL, drive over to the American Angler and pick up Charlie. And I was, you know, I'm a worrywart. They were so far, I could barely even see them on the horizon. It's getting late. It's choppy.
In a skiff?
In the skiff.
Okay, so he came over like in a chase skiff.
Yeah, in the XL skiff. And they went out and they said, oh, yeah, they're coming back and they're soaking wet and just a long ride. Well, did you get it? Yeah, it's not that big. It was like a 150-pounder and this and that. And when they pulled up, it's like we were all so happy. That half the boat was crying because everyone was so happy for Charlie. And he, I don't know how many people could say that, he caught three 300-pounders on one trip.
On one trip.
Unbelievable.
On one trip.
What a phenomenal story.
He's a phenomenal fisherman.
Wow.
He deserves it, but it was just...
And some of those things are just mean.
So that
right?
one fish ate a bait on the boat and took three backup rigs or more. However long.
I don't even know how many.
However
yards.
Many it was. Yeah.
And you got them.
And a skiff ride.
Yeah.
And we got it. The only other time I've seen something dump that many backups was a manta ray at the Lunker Hole in San Benedicto back in the mono days. It's like we kept on throwing out everything.
What else you got? Yeah. Clip it on.
Clip it on, but it ended up being a big old manta ray.
Wow. Crazy.
What a
crazy
cool story.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, let's go to Mike on the Tribute calling us up. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great. Buddy. Great to hear from you on the water. I understand it's a beautiful day.
Morning,
Tim,
right? Oh, yeah, and those darn manta rays look like the tailbeat of a 500-pound yellowfin.
Muddy.
So, yes, flat, greasy, calm weather here once again. Very, very nice weather here lately. And some really outstanding one-day fishing once again yesterday. We finished our one-day trip yesterday with we had a really good afternoon stop. It was good for 77 yellowfin. Before that, we had 67 yellowtail, a couple of Dorado, and some skipjack. And it's this one-day thing just keeps carrying on. So far, just a couple of fish here this morning, a couple of yellowtail and a skipjack. But it sounds like, I think Andrew called in. It sounds like he had a pretty good kelp. So we're coming to find them.
they're around. And are you running one-day trips on the Tribute right now?
We are. We're still doing one-day trips here for the next week and a half, and then we switch over to our day-and-a-half schedule. Tonight's trip is sold out. I think there's still some room on tomorrow night's one-day, and then we have a Tuesday night's day-and-a-half trip that still has some room. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are sold out. A couple of chances to get on the boat here midweek.
Okay.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Well, if you want to go, how do we get a hold of you on the Tribute, Mike?
Give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383, seaforthlanding.com. You can book through tributesportfishing.com and take a look at our Facebook page. But I know I love listening to Sam Ryan and his story, so I'll let you guys get back to it. But give Seaforth a call, hop on the boat, come out and catch some yellowfin and Dorado with us.
It was cool to call the boat the other day and have Buzz answer.
Oh, I'll bet.
It was like, oh, my God, Pacific Queen times.
Well, did you hear that the morning that he called in and he said this is Buzz from the Prowler? So he still has a lot of depth to him.
Old habits don't die easy, right? All right. Hey, thanks,
Mike. We'll be on the boat Monday and Tuesday night.
Buzz Brisenite on the Tribute on Monday and Tuesday night. Cool.
That's really
legend.
Cool.
Fish with a legend.
Chance fish with a legend.
There you go. All right, Mike, thanks a lot. Seaforth Sport
Fishing. You guys have a great day.
See you,
all right,
Mike.
Appreciate the call this morning. Mike always is really good about updating us and keeping us posted on what's going on the water.
Yeah, great.
No doubt. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
That sounds awesome to me. Let's talk to Jim. He's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hey. Good morning, guys. Another great show. You know, you got one of the best, Brian, on there. We're so fortunate here in San Diego to have these top-notch boat owners and skippers. And, you know, a couple of things, Pete. You know, all the good, I can't call them deckhands, but, you know, you had Andrew, you had Cameron, you had Taro from the Liberty, you had all these great workers on the American Anglers, and now they're off on their own boat, you know. And it's just, it just shows the great class of workers they get on that boat. But the thing I really want to emphasize to you, kind of stole my thunder there, Pete, was Lori in the office, you know, and I think it's worth bringing up again. That girl is so thorough, you know, I've worked with her several times, and not only as far as your credit card, making sure you don't get ripped off and all the security with that end of it, but also the fishing end. You know, her father, you guys talked about it, was a fisherman. Lori grew up fishing. And she's in contact with the skippers all the time. So you ask her about that fishing gear. What do I need to bring? And she's right on top of that issue. But anyway, Lori, you know, and that whole boat and Brian and just the whole thing is great. So anyway, just wanted to call in and check with you guys. Okay.
Thanks, Jim.
That's cool.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the call this morning. Thanks very much. Yeah, that's true. It's a great team.
Yeah.
Yeah, and think about all the different crew members that you've you know, like Frank did and Bill Poole did. I mean, you guys have spawned a lot of great owner operators.
It's Frank and Bill, but especially Frank. He's the best. Sport fishing would not be down here. You know, it's, you know, he's taking his lumps here and there, but overall, fishing would not exist without Frank here. It's like there's just about everyone down here, Art Taylor, myself, Tim. It's just about everyone in tied into the industry has something to thank Frank for.
I sure wouldn't. Yeah.
And he's still going at it.
Still going at it.
Man, he's amazing. Yeah, and we're very thankful for Frank. He is the man for sure, holding it all together for sure. Hey, interesting question from Sammy Garcia from Chula Vista. Says he drives a tanker truck that holds 7,600 gallons of diesel fuel. He wants to know, how much fuel do you carry on a 10-day trip, and you've ever run close to being out of fuel on a trip?
Absolutely. Really? I think everyone, you know, we calculated it all out and stuff. We've all fumed at home, for sure.
I can't imagine that.
You know, it's one of those things. Sure. It's like you'll drive to the end of the earth to catch a fish. Yeah. You know, it's as soon as, you know, and that's the thing about my partner, Sam, was even when fuel was almost $5 that one year, we never made fishing decisions revolved around the pocketbook. It's like we always would drive and do whatever it would take to do it. We carry at full capacity 8,500 gallons of fuel.
So more than he can carry in his
tanker. More than he could carry. But like on a 14-day trip, we'll burn, our boat's pretty economical, we'll burn, you know, 5,000 gallons. On a 10-day, we'll burn 4,000 gallons, depending upon where we're going.
Wow, pretty amazing.
That's some fuel.
All right, thanks for that text. Appreciate that through our Let's Talk Hookup app. Let's jump into the phone.
Sounds good. Ray in Santa Ana is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, guys. Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call. I've been looking for a specific lure. What would you guys recommend that we can cast with 80-pound tackle and work on the surface, kind of like a kite bait for big bluefin tuna?
That's a great question.
For big bluefin tuna, I don't think that there's a I don't know that I would do anything other than like a traditional surface iron, surface casted type thing. And I don't think that you can do that with traditional, like, flat fall type 80-pound tackle. With that said, you know, there's been so much of that big fish caught, you know, with popper and surface iron things. And we will take a reel that's maybe more suited for yellowtail-style fishing, but a larger version, maybe a Talica 12 or maybe even something as big as a Talica 20 or something as small as a Tranx. Fill it full of 80-pound Max Quattro or 100-pound Max Quattro, fish mostly straight spectra, and then just a real short little piece of like 100-pound, you know, Seaguar fluorocarbon or something like that. Like that's, at least that's what we use if we're going to be surface casting at a bigger fish. You know, there's never going to be the right answer for that. The gear that it takes to make a long cast and present a lure to that fish is never going to be the right gear for landing that fish, and vice versa. You know,
now, you landed a 200-pound bluefin on a Tranx 500.
Close to one, yeah. We got some 200-pounders on casting gear. We got a 180-pounder on a Tranx.
Yeah.
But it
can be done. It's not the right, Brian? It's not the right gear for the job, but if that's what they're eating.
I'm not too big of a man to say it. That fish whooped my butt so bad. Yeah. And but yes, I mean, everything's doable. And I think that sometimes that's maybe a little more appropriate on a small boat where you can do some boat maneuvering and you're not the one tying up, you know, the time that's held by the other 20 anglers that are on the boat with you. But is it doable? For sure. But, you know, the right rod and reel for presenting the lure is often not the right reel for catching that fish, but sometimes that's just what it takes.
That's what it takes.
Yeah,
thanks
totally.
A lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on the Liberty. We're giving away a full-day trip. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. both in the Alagnac and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus the new Seaforth, Seawatch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check Seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen, in Mission Bay.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner going fishing on board the Liberty on a trip out of Fisherman's Landing. That's going to Jim in National City. Jim, you're going to have a great time fishing with Taro and Ebel and the whole boys there.
Oh, boy, have a great time. Yeah, another American Angler disciple there going fishing with all those guys for sure. Indeed. American Angler Sport Fishing, thanks for stepping in today, Brian.
Awesome,
Brian.
Man, thanks for having me.
I know you're a busy guy. You just got off the boat. Now you got to go set lobster traps.
I enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, great to have you. If somebody wants to ride the American Angler in the next two 10-day trips, including the Ken's Custom Reel, impossible trip to get on, how do we
call
get
Lori? 619-223-5414. Get her, you know, AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Yeah, it's a great website, and you can book right online or just give Lori a call.
I would call Lori.
Yeah, just call Lori.
Yeah.
That's a treat just in itself, for sure. Yeah, well, congratulations, Jim. Enjoy that trip up there, and, be looking forward to, so the next couple of weeks you're going to be lobstering, and then you'll be back on the boat in the near future.
Right? I'll be seeing you on the cliffs, you surfing, having a good time, and I'll be servicing the gear.
Yeah, there you go. All right, yeah, that's a hard job to do, but I know you love it.
Love it, yeah.
Yeah, for
fishing.
Sure. Are they? Is it going to be a good season? I think so.
The water temperature's been cooler on the beach overall. Yeah. Usually when it's hot on the coast, we're fishing deeper water, but it's more traditional where we're going to be able to get in there and fish in 10 feet. And
yeah.
I think it's going to be...
The water's been cool at the
It's
point,
been
though.
Cooler.
Helps?
They're in on the beach, shallow.
Yeah. Yeah. 10 feet freaks me out, man. That's not a lot of water between the prop and the bottom.
No. Especially when the surf's up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You got to know it.
Brian's got it going on.
Yeah, for sure. Well, good luck, Brian. Thank you for taking the time
season.
To coming in. And thank you guys out there and gals for listening to Let's Talk Hookup. We sure appreciate all your support. Thanks to Brian in the studio there. And thanks to Adam, who does everything app for us. Adam, you're great, and we sure appreciate everything you do. Next Saturday and Sunday, I'll be at Palmas de Cortez and Rancho Leonero, kind of a combo trip there. But Corey and Ricky will be right here in the world headquarters. Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing will be here. And Andrew Viola next Sunday from the Pacifica will be here. Thanks for listening, and I'll be calling in reports from our dual tournaments down there in the East Cape, and we'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.